This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
You're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks to all our great sponsors. We're here talking with icons from the business world, people that have made it, become successful, and are willing to share that path. Our guest right now is Ryan Blair. He appears regularly on CNBC, MSNBC, Bloomberg, CNN, Fox. He's also been in Fortune and Inc. and all the different magazines that matter, especially Inc. And he's on Inc. Radio right now. Blair has advice that he gives to folks, entrepreneurs and people that are at rock bottom. Lessons from the school of business of hard knocks, you might say, or the school of hard knocks of business. Can I say it that way?
Yeah, however you'd like.
I screwed it up, but it's all right. So I guess my question is, you know, after learning all of what you've learned and along the way, running a global health lifestyle company, Visalus, you guys, Visalus, first of all, and I want to get some advice from you. Visalus still is this big company out there, right? And you're like reinventing that company too, right?
Yeah. Well, we sold it in 2012 when the whole, Herbalife fiasco hit. I was preparing for a public offering, and this is a lot of what I write about in the next book. And, you know, my multiples were, you know, the valuation of the company was to be somewhere between 1.2 and 1.5 billion. The Herbalife thing hit. I had a guaranteed buyout for 792 million. So I took the buyout when the multiples dropped below my guaranteed price. I stayed on board as a publicly traded company and an officer of it for a little bit, and then decided I'd buy it back and like you said, reinvent it. So that's what I did with Visalus. And you know, I'm right now my fund hashtag one is much like, you know, an alphabet is to Google as hashtag one is to Visalus. Although we're not nearly as big as Alphabet and Google, we have a similar philosophy and approach.
Mm, very interesting. Now, let's get down to the lessons of the business of the school of hard knocks. Along the way in life, you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, they're sitting in a chair right now, or on their way home from the car, or in their car on the way home from business, or, you know, whatever they're doing, and they're sick of their lives. They want to reinvent themselves. And from a man who has, and I have too, by the way, but from a man who has, what advice do you have for those that want to reinvent their lives but just don't know where to start?
Yeah, you know, start with writing the story out. I visualized a lot about it. You know, I daydreamed a ton, having ADD, as you could see, probably hearing me talk on the show here. I jump all over the place. So I started with just dreaming, thinking about it, you know, closing my eyes. I don't waste my time on, you know, Instagram and social media and dream about other people's lives. I dream about the life I want to create. And I actually write it out, and I write out what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. And I try to take a long-term view of it. Like, I'll go out right now. I just turned 39. So I'm thinking about, what do I want to do by the time I'm turning 40? And I've been thinking about that ever since I turned 30. And now I'm really, you know, I'm grinding it. I'm doing my best to make sure I check off as many of the goals as I can. And the ones that I can't get to because perhaps I didn't have the right amount of discipline or the right amount of focus, I'll make sure that I either add them to the list of things I want to achieve by the time I'm 41 or 42 or 50 or 60 or whatever the case is. I'm a long-term player these days.
So write it out so that you can see it. You can kind of start to take action. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And write it out. And I will, like, you know, for example, by the time I'm 40, I will do X, X, and Y. By the time I'm 60, I will have X amount of retirement saved up. I will have, you know, I just bought, for example, and this is not to brag, an off-the-grid property in northern Arizona up in the mountains to write and take my 7-year-old boy Reagan off the grid. And, you know, this has been a dream of mine for a long time. It's not a big purchase by any means. But it's, you know, it's a very fulfilling purchase for me, and it's something that I've been thinking about forever. So,
you know, and for those who think that Ryan has not, you know, he's gotten to the point in his life where he doesn't have any adversity, because, you know, people think that, well, once you've done millions and multi-millions and billions, that, you know, that you can kind of write your own ticket. But then God hands you a little autistic son, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. My son Reagan is blessed with autism. A lot of people get shocked when they hear me say the word blessed, but he is. It's a beautiful thing. He's deficient in language, but he's really excelling in math. And what I tell him all the time is, you know, the better you are at math, the less you have to talk anyways, right? So there's plenty of learnings from there. And I think I learned more teaching him than anybody. I learn a lot about myself. I learn a lot about him. And then, you know, I try to take some of those little lessons that I teach on the subject of entrepreneurship to him and to the entrepreneurs around me in my portfolio. And I try to teach the world through my writings and documentaries and other things that I'm up to.
Well, you know what I like about you, Ryan, is that you have become better instead of bitter. And life has handed you some very interesting circumstances, and you keep on becoming better and better and better. And I can't wait to meet you in person and Reagan and read your book, Rock Bottom to Rock Star, along with the other book that you guys can find right now, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, How I Went from Gang Member to Multimillionaire Entrepreneur, New York Times bestseller list, both by Ryan Blair. You can check them out at ryanblair.com. You have been an absolute delight, and I really, really enjoy talking with you and learning from you, and I can't wait till your book comes out, and everybody check it out. Again, Rock Bottom to Rock Star. It'll be out October 4th. And listen, we're not done with you. We're going to have you on the show, and you can be one of our professors from the School of Hard Knocks, right?
I love it. Count me in.
All right. Well, this is just the beginning of our relationship with Ryan Blair. Ryan, you're the best, man. Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And you are bad to the bone, by the way.
Awesome. Yeah, I love it.
Little ZZ Top. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to learn about Stockpile.com. You ever want to buy $20 worth of Apple? Stockpile will show you how. This is Inc. Radio.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.